Listening 30. Shopping and services. Shopping is part of our everyday lives. Some people enjoy it and will wander around shops only to have a look with no particular goal. Others hate shopping and find it very unpleasant. For shopping may also involve stress, for instance, during summer or winter sales. Special offers result in stressful behaviour and overcrowded shops. The same happens at Christmas. That is why, for some people, Christmas is no longer a feast of peace, but a feast of eating and drinking. In today's world, there are new shopping opportunities. In the past, most shops were small, specialised stores only. They were called corner shops. The proprietor would stand behind the counter, serve the customers, and provide them with the latest news. He would know the names of his customers and their habits, problems, and joys. It was this more personal approach that made people forget the longer time they had to spend in queues. Some people still like this type of shop as they feel comfortable doing their shopping there. Most people, however, shop in huge supermarkets. More and more huge shopping centres are being built on the outskirts of towns that offer everything under one roof. Stores, cafes, restaurants, and sometimes even cinemas, hairdressers, and other services. Naturally, they can offer what small shops cannot afford to. The opening hours are longer, there is enough parking space, a free childcare centre, and much more. As time has gone by, shops have started specialising, and you can also get valuable advice about the product. For example, to buy books, we go to a bookshop. We get newspapers and birthday cards at the newsagents, notebooks and pencils at the stationers, CDs and tapes in a music shop, bread at the baker's, fish at the fishmonger's, food in general at the grocer's, meat at the butcher's, alcoholic drinks at the off-license, shoes in a shoe shop, clothes in a clothes shop, flowers at the florist's, fruit and vegetables at the greengrocer's, and medicine, shampoo, and cosmetics at the chemist's. Today, people only visit these shops when they know exactly what they need. The assistant there can give more specialist advice than those in shopping centres, as he or she, often being the owner at the same time, is an expert, knows all the details about the goods he or she sells, and always has time to give the customers a helping hand. Prices may sometimes be higher than in normal shops, but when customers find what they need through the assistance of an expert and not at random, they will be glad to ignore the difference. In most shops, there are counters with cash registers on them. Supermarkets have usually got checkouts. The customers use either shopping baskets or, better, shopping trolleys. The latter make the customers spend more, as they are so big and seem to be so empty. The surprise comes when it comes to paying. In clothes shops, there are fitting rooms. In shops, there are usually rows of shelves with products. After having paid for the goods, you are given a receipt which gives you a guarantee and the possibility of taking the goods back and getting a refund. You can pay either in cash, by card, or by check. Some shops offer the chance to buy on credit. Some chain stores also offer loyalty cards for loyal customers. They can either collect points for products they buy or use the card to buy the products and pay the whole sum only, say, once a month. The invisible money on such cards also makes you buy more. There are lots of tricks to make a customer spend more money. First of all, the shop window must be attractive and changed often. If the shop door is very wide, it will attract more people because they feel more anonymous. They feel they can enter and just browse without having to buy anything. But in the end, they usually do buy something. There is always nice slow music and no clock on the wall, so you forget about the time. Shops often offer reductions on prices. 2 for the price of 1, buy one, get one free, etc. The arrangement of the shop is often changed so that you have to go and search for the thing you want to buy, and that way you spend more time there and are more likely to make extra purchases. In the changing rooms of a clothes shop, the mirrors make you look healthy and slim. Special lights make the meat look fresher. There are cafes in the supermarkets or other places where women can leave their nervous husbands, because it is they who hurry. In order to sell as many products as possible, the experts keep coming up with something new. In addition to quality, the packaging, services, delivery date, and method of payment play an important role too. What is even more important is the image of the product, and this is provided by promotion. Exclusive goods must be presented in an exclusive way. Advertising, in my opinion, influences everybody. The aim of advertisements is to influence a person without their noticing it. It's logical that when I have to choose between two products at the same price, I will always pick up the one that sounds more familiar to me. Otherwise, I am not so fashion conscious that I will run to a shop to get the latest in thing I've just seen in an advertisement. I don't like haggling about prices as I am not used to it. You can never haggle in Czech shops, but you can try it in street markets. In some countries, it is almost impolite to refuse to haggle. Haggling is very common in Turkey, for instance. Paying by credit card gives you the freedom to buy whatever you want if you don't have any money with you, provided you have some money in your account, of course. It is safer and cheaper, and the bank doesn't usually charge you, as they do when you withdraw money from a cash machine. On the other hand, with a credit card, you are more likely to spend a lot of money because the money is invisible and you don't see it go. First impressions count. That is true, for sure. You can't judge a person's character at first sight, so you judge by appearance. That is why people try to look nicer than they really are. Shops used to close at 6 p.m, some even at 5. But nowadays, there are more and more shops which realise that many people need to do their shopping after work. So big supermarkets don't close until 9 or 10 p.m. Most of them open on Sundays and on holidays as well. I always like making shopping lists. It makes the shopping quicker and you don't forget anything. The stores are usually so full of products and special bargains that it's easy to forget one or two items you wanted to buy. You also don't spend so much money when shopping with a shopping list. Our family usually does the shopping in supermarkets, as there is a wide variety of goods. They are usually cheaper than smaller shops and very convenient. You can park your car outside. It's convenient for buying clothes as well because you can try things on and leave them without explaining why you don't want to buy them. We buy bread, rolls and milk in the corner shop near our house. I like shopping for clothes in department stores because there are good designer clothes, though the clothes are more expensive. Sometimes I buy some cheaper things in the local street market, things such as shorts and t-shirts, which are for one season only. The negative thing is that in street markets, most of the goods cannot be tried on and receipts are almost never produced unless you ask for one. The possibility of making complaints about goods is also limited. My mum buys fruit and vegetables in the market as they are cheap and fresh. People also buy things from vending machines as they are usually at hand when waiting for a bus or a train, and they are open non-stop. People buy chewing gum, tickets, sweets, crisps, drinks, etc. from them. But be careful. Sometimes your coin might get stuck and you get nothing out of it. And sometimes they are out of order. Shopping arcades are convenient and comfortable, especially when it's raining outside. A chain store is a shop with branches in many towns. The advantage is that you know the shop well and the prices are the same everywhere. Men enjoy shopping for computers, car parts and similar things, but for food or clothes, they go to what they want straight away and buy it without thinking twice. Women hesitate more. They go window shopping first, they try things on several times in different shops, and they look for special discounts. Harrods is a famous British department store. It's very expensive and very luxurious. The Queen shops there. They say that you can buy anything in the shop, from clothes to caviar. Today, it houses the biggest hair and beauty salon in Europe. Curiously enough, this huge department store started as a small grocer's shop. Marks & Spencer, M&S, is at least as well known for its food as for clothes. I am rather conservative in this respect. I prefer touching the goods, trying them on, or smelling them before I buy them. On the internet, many things are cheaper, but you usually have to pay for the transport, which can be expensive. In Britain, it's very common to take washing to the laundrette and wait there while the machines are washing it. In the Czech Republic, people prefer doing it at home as almost everybody has a washing machine at home, but people do use dry cleaners. You take suits there and coats and covers that can't be washed in water. People use the services of hairdressers. Women like going to beauty salons. You can have your face massaged or complexion cleaned with various cosmetic and chemical substances. Nail studios provide manicures and pedicures. Fitness centres help you keep fit. If you need a new pair of glasses, you have to go to the opticians to get one. People buy old books in second-hand bookshops, rent flats and houses through estate agents, and buy their holidays at the travel agents. If you need a photo, you can go to the photographers, but if you just need to have your film developed, you go to the chemists. When clocks or watches break down, they are taken to the watchmakers, and shoes are repaired in shoe repair shops. Any defects in cars are removed in car repair shops. Postal services are used by most of us. It is postal services that deliver us letters, packages, telegrams, or money directly to our home or through the letterbox. There are more and more companies providing services, for example, various skilled workers, joiners, upholsterers, and decorators, tailors or window cleaners. You usually need a trade license in order to practice these professions.